Hi, it's the old dinosaur here, and I've popped down to the York Theatre Royal, and I'm sat here with the man, the myth, the pottery legend that is Keith Brimer Jones.
Yes, hello everyone. Yeah,
hi,
good.
Keith. Yeah. How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah. Getting a bit hyper now because we're getting near to sort of going on stage, so I get a bit hyper now. Yeah, bit ADHD.
good. Yeah. How's the show been going so far? Right?
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, really, really good. Sell out houses, which is really nice.
Good. Yeah,
we're quite blown away by that. And it's going really, really well. Amazing, just to meeting all the people around the country. Yeah. Fantastic.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, because your wife who's sat with us as well, she's on with you as well.
Yeah, she is. Married. We're not married.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all right. Yeah, we live in sin.
Oh, I know the feeling. So do I.
I've only just taken it out of the cupboard. So yeah.
Oh.
So, pottery's been your life. What was the point where you had your sort of eureka? This is what I want to do.
Oh my! Well, I talk about it on the show, obviously. Because it was a really important part of my life. And that was aged 11, first year of secondary school, touched a bit of clay that my art teacher gave me.
Yeah.
And haven't looked back. It was like a religious calling.
Yeah.
It really was. It was an epiphany moment. I just knew I was going to love this clay for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
and fortunately, I'm still doing it.
Yeah. So your art teacher had quite a big influence on you then?
Absolutely. I really take my hat off to all teachers. They do one of the most important jobs in the world, and they can be so influential and really affect your life in a really profound way, sort of for good and bad. But in my case, amazing.
Yep.
He was a wonderful chap, and he introduced me to clay, which is brilliant.
And you've never looked back.
Never looked back.
Because I did read somewhere in your youth, you were in a punk band called The Wigs.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So I did that sort of parallel to doing the pottery, and all through my sort of teenage years into my 20s. And but I mean, you know, being in a band, you know, unless you make it in the first 3 years, it's like, it's a world of disappointment, really.
Yeah,
but it was great, yeah.
And you've never thought of that might have been, or you've always gone with the pottery?
Yeah,
and
always.
Never
I mean, pottery was always my main passion. You know, the band was just a really good university of life.
So doing pottery, have you ever had any sort of, oh, this hasn't gone quite to plan moments when making?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, only this morning. I opened my kiln and some glazes had not quite worked out because the kiln had gone wrong. And there's always pitfalls.
So if you had any advice for someone who's thinking about starting pottery, what would it be?
Do it. Feel the fear. Do it anyway.
No hesitation.
Look, you only live once and all the other cliche statements. No, it's a fantastic process. And, you know, it's one of those processes, fortunately, that you don't necessarily have to be good at. But it's just that process of making. And it's so tactile, pottery, clay, that you can just enjoy working with it, whether you're making an ashtray or a sort of Ming vase, whatever it is. It's just a fantastic broad church of people that can take it up. Yeah, brilliant, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Fantastic.
I know you're a busy man, so lucky anymore.
That's brilliant.
I'll rush off and go and find my seat for the show.
Oh, great, excellent.
I'm looking forward to it. We booked up tickets weeks ago.
Oh, fantastic.
As soon as I saw them coming out, so yeah, really looking forward to it.
Oh, right. Well, it's great to meet you anyway.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Keith Brimer Jones.
Cheers.
Thank you.